Dry weather will likely occur across a big part of the Midwest over the next 5 to 7 days, and that will be quite helpful for the areas in the south that are dealing with surplus moisture and a problem with flooding. We will expect, though, another storm system to sneak into the region by the end of next week and continuing into the following weekend. Early indications suggest the storm system may be large in size, but I have to be honest with you, I think there's a fair chance that the system will be weaker once we get towards that period of time. The weather pattern across the U.S. and Canada, for that matter, too, is very stagnant right now. It looks as though most of the western parts of North America will stay in a dry weather-biased pattern, especially western U.S., California, portions of the Intermountain West, the Rocky Mountain region, even parts of the Pacific Northwest will all see a very limited amount of precipitation over the next week to 10 days. High pressure will dominate those areas, and that dryness will continue across the Rocky Mountains and into the northern and west central parts of the U.S. plains, including a fair amount of hard red winter wheat country and all of the spring wheat areas in uppermost parts of the Midwest. So that's a large amount of real estate that's not going to be seeing much precipitation, and it's not just a one-week deal, it might be 10 days or more. But the northern Midwest and northern central Midwest will likely see a lot of drying conditions as well. The difference between the east and the west is going to be the temperatures. We do expect to see most of the Midwest continuing a little bit cooler bias, especially east of the Mississippi River, as we move out through this next 10 days to 2 weeks. And the temperatures, though, will still manage to warm up. They're just not going to be quite warm enough to get some aggressive drying to occur across the eastern parts of the Midwest. Our temperature forecast for a big part of the region is going to certainly be warmer than it's been, and no doubt, and we'll expect the afternoon highs across a big part of the Midwest today to run mostly in the range of 20s and 30s. We'll have some 40s and perhaps some temperatures over 50 degrees in the southwestern Corn Belt. This will be mostly in places like Nebraska, Kansas, and western portions of Missouri. There will even be a small part of southwestern Iowa that will also experience some of this warmer biased conditions. And that will stay out that way most of the weekend and expand eastward across the middle and lower parts of the Midwest over time. Saturday's highs will be 30s and 40s in northern portions of the Midwest, while 40s are common in the south and still some 50s to near 60 degree readings in the southwest. As we move on into Sunday and Monday, though, a reinforcing shot of cool air will slip into parts of the northern and eastern Midwest and push temperatures back mostly into the 30s and 40s, but there will still be a potential for a few 50-degree readings near the Ohio River. And we'll be stuck in that mode on Tuesday of next week, and then maybe another reinforcing shot of cool air coming in later next week. The lowest temperatures at night, though, will certainly be a far cry from where they've been. We'll be looking at a lot of temperatures in the 20s and 30s as we move forward through this next 5-day period in the lower parts of the Midwest. Northern areas will see teens and 20s occurring mostly. And it looks like in South America, Argentina will be in a net drying mode for a big part of the next week to 10 days. And that's important because it is a little too wet across the heart of corn and soybean country there, and the drier bias is going to help to induce a much better environment for crop filling and maturation. And in Brazil, just the opposite will be the case. It will rain frequently. The precipitation will raise some concern about delays in field work and maybe even some quality declines. But I have to say that most of those will just simply be worries, and the bottom line is that the crops will come through the wet period in mostly good shape. Field work will improve as we get beyond mid-month and drier weather returns to some of these wet center west and center south crop areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.